Can you hear me, Corporal?
Sure can.
Oh, okay. You sound sort of like you're talking out of a tunnel. So make sure you speak up, and we'll take care of this. Let me get some basics from you. How old are you, ma'am?
I am 22. Yeah,
22.
22.
Okay.
Yes,
been in the Marines how long?
A little over 2 years.
Over 2 years. And, of course, the all-important public question, what high school did you go to?
Centennial, bell rings red.
Okay, so you went in, let's see, in 2010 or 2009?
Yes, sir.
Okay. your job in the Marines is you're a videographer. Can you tell me what that means?
What happens, sir, is that I'll go out and film things. Depends on different kinds of missions I'm sent on.
Okay.
It can be anywhere from they're doing a bridge build to we're going to do a change of command ceremony.
Okay. So you're sort of a Marine, what we used to call a Marine cameraman. You film whatever.
Same thing,
you film whatever, or you video whatever needs videoing. How long have you been in Afghanistan, ma'am?
10 months in like 4 days.
10 months? 10 months? Wow.
Yes.
So you're coming up on it. When do you come home? In a year? Is it a year tour?
It is, sir.
Okay.
February.
Okay. Should be back in the States in February, or at least out of Afghanistan. Okay. Can you tell me who your folks are here in town? I'm sure you speak with them often, but just for our reader's sake.
Well, my dad is David Montour, and then
David.
My mom actually lives in Colorado Springs. David Montour.
Okay, do you stay in contact with him frequently?
Not really.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I thought you guys over there were able to, you know, do email and I guess video cam fairly often, but
I'm pretty busy, sir.
I'm sure you are. Without giving much away, are you sort of, where are you located? Out at a base in the countryside? Are you near Kabul?
We're not near Kabul, so we're in Helmand Province.
Okay. And is this your first deployment to Afghanistan, or have you been there before?
It's my first one, sir.
It's your first. Okay. What's the countryside like? Is it anything like Colorado?
It's actually, a lot of it looks a lot like Pueblo. There's mountains in the distance and a lot of prairie and desert. So it's a lot like Pueblo.
Okay. And how about temperature-wise? Is it colder, warmer, about the same?
It's a lot like Pueblo, sir. It gets cold in the winter and it's really hot during the summer.
Are you very high? What sort of altitude do you work at most of the time? Are you way up there or about like Colorado?
I think it might be a little bit lower than Colorado, but I know that Afghanistan's at the base of the Himalayas.
Sure.
I mean, we're a little bit further southwest than them, but we are at the base, so.
Okay. Okay. And is there anything you can talk about in terms of your work? Do you enjoy it? I'm sure it's very challenging at times, but what would you tell folks here at home about what you're doing?
I have the opportunity to see the full spectrum of the Marine Corps.
Okay.
I consider myself really lucky because I've worked with outstanding Marines who are doing a magnificent job here, and I have the opportunity of telling their story and letting the world know what they're doing and how big of a difference everyone's making out there.
Are there any videos you could send us or that we could link to so that readers of The Chieftain could sort of see what you do?
Yes, sir. I do have some stuff published online.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind giving that information to whoever can pass that along to me, we will set up a link on our website so folks can watch sort of what you do in in your workaday, or whatever it is you want to send us. Is this your first Christmas? Obviously, your first Christmas there, and what are you and your fellow Marines doing to prepare for it, or is it just another working day?
I'll be on a shoot, sir, but for the most part, everyone's pretty celebratory here. They all have little Christmas trees up and all that, but it's pretty much another working day for us.
Yeah, I would imagine. Will you come back with your whole unit? Is your unit due to rotate, or just you individually?
There's a whole unit rotation, sir.
Okay. You've been. Do you think you'll make the Marines a career?
It's kind of early right now, sir. I mean, anything can happen. I would like to stay in the Marine Corps, but you know, things can change.
Sure.
But I love being a Marine. So that's
okay. How did you go about the decision of deciding to join? Is that something you'd wanted to do for some time, or?
Growing up near the Air Force Academy, and I have family in the Air Force, so naturally, you know, I wanted to be a Marine.
Okay.
So I always kind of knew I was going to be in the military, just kind of, hey, let's join the Marine Corps. That seems interesting.
Okay. Do you think you'll stay in some sort of video career? I mean, obviously you're getting a lot of experience with that technology.
It's a possibility, sir. I've gotten a couple of job offers from outside civilian jobs. So okay. I think it would be awesome to stay doing this. Good opportunity to travel and experience things, and that was a big reason why I joined the Marine Corps. So
okay.
It's always a possibility, sir.
Okay. Of course, when you joined, did you expect to go to Afghanistan? It's not the most scenic place in the world, I'm sure.
As a Marine, sir, I mean, it's kind of everyone's hope to get the opportunity to deploy.
Sure.
So I was really excited when I got the opportunity to come out and do my job out here and, you know, work with all my Marines and, you know, be with them and experience Marine
sure.
Corps as a Marine.
Sure. Do you have any Pueblo friends over there with you?
Yeah, I do, actually. Someone from Corporal Chris Maroney, he's with 3-7, he's an infantryman.
Uh-huh.
And a guy from Rocky Ford, Corporal Catlin Wade Laurent, he's with the 2nd Marine Air Wing. And I have a few friends that just left here that are from home.
So you do have a couple of people you can talk about home with if you want to.
Yes, I do. Oh, and Corporal Jessica Driscoll, she's from Pueblo as well.
Okay. I'm having a little trouble picking up your words distinctly. If there's any way you could email me those names, that would be helpful. That way I get the spellings right.
No problem, sir.
Okay. What time is it now there? Are you in during? Is it daylight or middle of the night or?
It's evening time, sir. It's
okay.
About 7:41 in the evening.
Okay. So you've still got a couple. You still have a couple years to go when you get home. What would you tell folks about your day-to-day routine in Afghanistan? Is it is there a lot of culture shock? Is it a completely different world, or?
It's completely different than anything in America.
Okay.
Especially when you're not on base, it's like traveling back in time a couple centuries. It's interesting.
I'm sure it is. And in your engagement with Afghan people, I'm sure they're probably used now to seeing American military women, but that has to be very different from what they're used to in their culture, to see women in roles of responsibility and and leadership. And
so a lot of times when I go out, sir, they kind of look at me. The big differentiating thing is the bun. I have hair, and male Marines normally don't have a lot of hair.
Right.
So they figured out that if you have a bun, you're a girl. And a lot of the kids tend to flock around the female Marines a little bit more. But,
right.
We're all Marines, so they all treat
sure.
us all with the same respect as
right.
male Marines.
Right. Well, I've been reading that the Marines have been trying to make better use of particularly the women Marines and sort of making contact with Afghan women villagers, so they're trying to, whatever, I guess, create a broader level of connection and trust. Do you see any of that action? Is that something that you video, go out with units in the countryside?
So the female engagement team, sir, they're known as the FET. I've had the opportunity to work with the FET a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
They're all amazing women. Some of the things they've done, I know one team that I worked with, they're in the process of getting a lot of the female villagers and all that qualified as midwives, because there's not a lot of hospitals in the country. And
right.
it's hard to get to a hospital because of, like, roads and all that. So they're
right.
trying to train a lot. They're working with local doctors to train midwives. That
right.
way the cost of them will go down, and
right.
there's a better birthing, I guess,
okay.
birthing rate as opposed to, you know, fatalities during birth.
Okay. I would imagine this whole experience has been pretty life-changing, to both be in the service and also sort of out front in this sort of, you're on the edge of this, as you said, this country that seems to live several centuries behind us, but at the same time is a dangerous place.
It is. I know I've learned a lot of patience out here. I know back home it's a lot faster paced world as far as technology goes.
Right.
But here, a lot of correspondence is done with mail, and so it's like, you know, I can't just walk to Walmart and be like, oh, well, you know,
right.
I want this new movie, or,
right.
you know, I want to go to Burger King. It's, you know, there's not all the conveniences of living in America out here.
Right.
And I've learned a lot of humility, because it's like, you know, there are people who survive out here with hardly anything at all. And,
right.
you know, they have families. And it's,
right.
It's just crazy to see how different people live, and it gives you a lot of appreciation for the United States that I didn't have before.
You bet. I'm sure, ma'am. Okay, Corporal. I think I've got what I need. If you could, make sure that they send along a photograph of you. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, no problem.
And send us whatever you would like. I would love to get a photograph of you out in the field if somebody's taking a picture of you doing your thing, or if whatever photo you want to send us, please send that to us. And also send us a link or whatever video you would like us to attach to the story, so that folks can sort of watch what you do.
Sounds good, sir. Do you have an email in which I can send
yes,
you this information?
Yes, I'm in.